Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Angela Payton from Grace Through Faith Worship Center, wishing you a happy Saturday and a happy Mother's Day weekend. I am so excited about God, about what he's doing, about Jesus and what he's done on the cross. I was listening to this brother this morning. He was just on fire for the Lord and listened to his testimony. And there is something about the power of the testimony that urges and encourages people in their life. And it reminded me of a message that we heard from a pastor about the power of the testimony. You know, the scripture says, and the Lord says, that we will be witnesses unto him through the use of our testimonies. You know, that is a living witness of what God is capable and able to do in our lives. And when you hear such powerful God-sent testimonies, it once again just awakens you to the possibilities of what God can do through his people, of what God can do through his people. And it also encourages us to not be just sleepwalkers, you know, people who are just sleeping, not really understanding that God really wants to use you in a powerful way. Amen. And so to hear this brother this morning just coming out and just sharing the goodness of God, it was just very powerful. So I just encourage you just to share your faith, to share what the Lord has done and what the Lord is doing in your life, and just share your testimony. Share your testimony, because God is up to something really good. He has some tremendous things for us, and if we would just share our testimony. Amen. Share the goodness of the Lord. Share what God is doing in your life. It can be a tremendous difference in so many people. It really can. It can be a tremendous difference in someone's life. It urges them on to greatness. It urges them on to what God really wants to do in their life. Amen. So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say, hey, you know, I was praying, said, Lord, what do you want me to say to the people this morning? And he says, go dust off your testimonies. Go dust off what the goodness of God. You know, if God has saved you and transformed you and delivered you, you have some good things to really share with the body of Christ. Amen. You have some really good things to share with the body of Christ. So don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of what God has done in your life. Don't be ashamed and share his goodness. Amen. So I just wanted to share that, and I just said, wow, what a phenomenal testimony for God to come in and to invade your territory, to invade your life and change you from the inside out. This brother didn't know how to read God. He had the Bible and the dictionary, and the Holy Spirit taught him how to read. It's the same way when we think that we cannot tackle the Word of God. You know, some of us are so intimidated by reading God's Word. Well, God wants the Holy Spirit to teach you all things, so he will teach you things. He will give you revelation, amen, and he will show you what he wants to show you through his word. So what we have to do, we have to be willing and obedient to read and study his word and allow the Holy Spirit to come into that situation and do what? And to reveal himself to us. And he will do that. He will reveal his truths to you. He will reveal just his heartfelt things to you. It's amazing. me and my husband were talking this morning about the kingdom of God. And what I could say is that I was looking at this Barry Bennett book this morning, just picking it up just a few minutes before this session, and it says, "Did God Do This to Me?" and Other Important Questions by Barry Bennett, at Church Bible College. And what does this speak about first? In here, we were talking about the kingdom of God. And so what I'm saying is God will answer your questions. The Holy Spirit would just answer your questions. So in here at the beginning, it's just saying that, you know, God isn't sovereign. His kingdom was started right in the middle of the Garden of Eden. And so I'll share that with my husband. He's going to be doing a study on the kingdom of God, and he can look at that. How neat is that? To have a question, to have some discussion, and then I open up this book. You know, I bought it a couple of weeks ago, actually, and it says, "Why did God create man knowing he would sin?" And the second question is, "Is God sovereign?" And he just goes in and he talks about the kingdom of God and talks about, you know, how it all began. Amen? And so that question can be answered. Though I had revelation of myself as I was just talking to my husband about, you know, God's plan, you know, for family. And the Garden of Eden was the beginning of that. Amen? And so, you know, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us as we remain open to him. Well, one of the things that I got out of this young man's testimony, it was a couple of things, was the spiral effects of sin. You know, it started off as a seed, and then it catapulted and overtook his entire life until Jesus literally came in and arrested this young man. But he remembered one word, and it told me a couple of things about the power when we speak the name of Jesus. Even when it's somebody who doesn't know the Lord or don't even quite get the gospel, when you may introduce it to them, but when you say the name of Jesus, he had said that he had heard his grandmother speaking to this man named Jesus that he did not know, but that stuck with him. And I just believe even his grandmother prayed and fasted and whatever she did while she was living, interceding for him and his life, that name was so powerful, it stuck with him. You know, sometimes we kind of wonder when we're witnessing to people and we speak the name. But I remember reading the scriptures where it says that centurion, when he said, "I know you're a man of authority," and that name, Jesus, carries with it the authority. It carries with the authority. Amen? And so when we speak that name, I just believe that she spoke it years and years ago, and it covered her grandson in a tremendous way and made that change and transformation that he saw years and years later come to fruition. There is power in the name of Jesus. Another thing that I got out of that young man's testimony was that God answers prayer. And though we may have gone on to be with Jesus, those prayers are powerful prayers before the Lord. They are prayers that are answered. When we pray for people's salvation, when we pray for people who have gotten a hardness of heart, when we pray for people who are backslidden state, believe me, hallelujah, that God is answering that prayer. You may have a son or a daughter that is wayward, that are not serving God as you would see them serving God and being on fire for Jesus and loving the Lord and putting him first. I just say, Father, we just lift our sons and daughters as parents. As Mother's Day is approaching, you know, some people are not with their kids as they would like, and I speak against that, but I speak the name of Jesus over that situation. And I just believe that as we heard that young man this morning and how his grandmother spoke that name carries with it authority to undo all of the trappings, all of the schemes, all of the devices of the enemy. Amen. I just believe it with all my heart. So we speak over every young man, every young woman that is wayward, that is not serving Christ, that is in our sphere of influence, and we command the Spirit of God to come into their life and arrest them right now in the name of Jesus. We just speak it right now, and we declare and we decree it to be so, that they will be saved, that they will rededicate their lives to Jesus, that they will cry out to God and he will answer, and that their lives will be changed. Amen? That stuck with me, that we don't need to ever give up, but we just need to know that God is answering prayers. He's answering grandmother's prayers. He's answering father's prayers. He's answering mother's prayers over their children, over their grandchildren. I speak to all our grandchildren. I declare that they will be people who will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. We don't give up on them. We pray for them, and we expect their lives to be lives that are built around and for the name of Jesus. Amen. So many of us, we have an inheritance, and that inheritance is in Jesus. Amen. And so that's one thing I got out of that testimony. Another thing I got out of that testimony was the hardness of us. We can get hard towards the Lord and believe a lie. He believed that nobody cared, that he was trapped and he was in this situation. And sometimes we don't know who to turn to. And it's the hardness of heart, and it's a spiral effect of sin. And what I would say is anything that is troubling you or burdening you down, you need to take it and you need to put it before the Lord, and don't allow the enemy to anchor in lies and deception to cause you to stray away from the things of God, from the things of God. Amen? And it doesn't take much. And sometimes it's like we're waiting too long for a mate. We don't believe God for a mate. We don't believe God for this. God's taking too long to get my financial breakthrough, and so I got to go do this. All the time that we're not believing God, the enemy is hardening our heart so that when the truth comes, we won't even receive it. When the blessing comes, we're rejected, and we don't even know that we're in a mindset of deception. We're believing what? The lie of the enemy. And that's why it's so important to read and study the Word. You know, I've gotten a better appreciation for how precious the Word of God is. Because even though you're saved and you have this consciousness of what is right and wrong, when we have to make choices in this lifetime, we need to make choices based on God's Word and the wisdom that is in that Word. See, you're going to come against a flavor of a situation that's not, quote, spelled out in the Word, you know, but the value of it is that when you read the Word, it's going to give you the answer to your problem. It's going to give you the answer through wisdom to your problem. It's going to give you peace. It's going to give you the joy that you need. It's going to give you stability. I found so many people, they are tossed, what the scripture says, to and fro. Why? Because the life is going to hit you, and it's going to hit you fast. And when it hits you, you got to know what is your response. And a lot of people don't know what their response is because they have not read the Word. You don't know how God would respond in that scenario, in that issue. When the doctor says, well, we can't help you with this situation, this is a terminal situation, what is your response? You know, our response is, we shall believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says, I am healed. Amen? And so we know what our response is. But when we are not strong in our faith, we're not reading our Word, we're not digesting and eating the Word, we're letting the cares of this life squeeze out and choke the Word of God. See, that's one thing. People think that it's, you can just coast. You know, Christians just coasting, what I call coasting Christians. But what happens is the enemy, while you're coasting, he's on a daily basis just chiseling away at the wall. And you wouldn't think that chiseling away is going to make an effect in your life. But what happens over time, there's erosion, and then there's this little hole, and then there's this big hole, and then it's too late. You've let the enemy come in like a flood. And see, that's what he does. He takes a little small crack in the sand, a little small crack in your wall, a little small crack in your heart, a little small crack in your mindset, and he changes you and makes you believe what? A lie. My mama don't love me. My daddy don't love me. My daddy don't care. You know, all of these are cracks or weaknesses in the sand. And then to add to that, we get a response from people who would suggest that's probably true. But that's why I'm saying to you, if you don't get in the Word, if you don't study the Word, if you don't cover your mind with the Word, then the enemy will use your mind as a playing field, and you cannot recover. And so what I heard with that young man was, of course, he wasn't saved and he didn't know the Lord. His grandmother did. But because he was put in a corner, kind of trapped, if you will, he was looking for the truth, and he ended up believing what? A lie. And that lie caused him to get into all types of sin and doing things that were was not going to be helpful in his situation. So what I'm saying to you is that God wants us to what? He wants us to believe the truth. And how do we come to know the truth? We need to read his word. We need to study his word. We need to meditate on his word. And then we need to respond to his word. And then when we have a life decision to make, on a daily basis, you have choices and decisions. You need to know what the word says and respond accordingly. And that's a life going, that's a life changing situation for a lot of people because, you know, the fact is we just seem to don't have time for the word. But what I'm saying to you is you make the word first. When you get up in the morning before you brush your teeth, read the word. Before you go to bed at night, read the word. You know, pop a tape in during the day when you're driving. Saturate yourself with the word. That is the way that you put him first. That is the way you put his word before your eyes and your ears always. We have so many things that will stray us away from what God is saying. And if we're not careful, we'll believe all kinds of things that are not of God, that is not in his word. And he asks us to do that because what? Because he wants to bless us. He wants us to be blessed. 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 And the only way we can be blessed and to be at peace and to be full of his joy is to study his word. And it says that if we do that, we will be workmen that need not be what? Ashamed. Because we know that we know that we know that we know what his response is. And when we agree with that, then we respond that way. Amen. I was so blessed this morning by hearing that testimony that my husband just shared with me. And, you know, God knows how to capture our attention. He knows how to grab our heart. He knows how to just get our attention sometimes. We're just kind of just going through the motions. And it really was an encouragement. And that's why I say it's so powerful to share your testimony. If you don't have anything else, sometimes people say, well, when I go out in the street or, you know, I'm going out to witness and just share my faith, share your testimony. tell people what he did for you. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to make anything up. It's real up close and personal. And when you share your testimony with your friends, your family, it's real. It becomes real to them. When you share someone, you know, I prayed for a situation and, you know, God revealed what I needed to do. You know how many people want to be in that position where they don't have to, you know, they have counsel. You know, so many people go to the wrong counsel. But when we go to the counsel of his word, when we go into our prayer time with Jesus and with the Lord and fellowship with him, and he's telling us, you know, to guide us and direct us. So many people are lost, not only with salvation, but as Christians, you know, what's my next move? You know, what is my purpose here? What do I do next? You just spend time with the Lord. When you fellowship with someone, when you're close proximity with someone and you're a friend of theirs, you know, there's a lot of communication and there's a lot of communication going on, and then all of a sudden you're really understanding that person. You understand what they like. You understand what they dislike. You want to please them. There's this connection there. And that's what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do with us if we would cooperate and fellowship with him in our prayer time, with our relationship with the Word. There is a relationship we should have with the Word. We should know it. We should know it. We should strive to know the Word. Some of us don't have a relationship with the Word. We couldn't tell you where, you know, Exodus is or what Exodus is all about. But those are God's love letters to us. And because they're God's love letters to us, if we said we're in love with him, you would have read every letter that anyone would have wrote to you that you were interested in. And so that's where it is. God's saying, look, I'm writing all this to you. I don't want you to be deceived. I don't want you to believe the lie. I want you to walk in victory while you're here on earth. I want you to be able to share your testimony genuinely of what God has done to you. You know, that's the biggest selling card there is you. Because when you believe it, those who you're influencing, you know that they have you have their ear. They're listening to you. They will think twice. It's like, wow, how did she do that? And you tell them it was because of Jesus, and they say, well, who is this Jesus you're talking about? I need to know this person. And so then you're leading people to Christ, not to you, but to Christ. And so, you know, I always said God is so simplistic that we'll miss it. We'll just miss it. But God doesn't want you to miss it, and I don't want you to miss it. You know, we love you with all our heart, and we are just ministering and just sharing what God has done for us through the power of the testimony, through the avenues that God has blessed us with. And so I'm saying to you is that a couple of things that the Lord just mentioned to me is the power of your testimony, how he changed your life, what he has done for you, what he is continuing to do for you is a very powerful, powerful tool of witnessing. And second is to get into the Word, study his Word, so you'll be guided daily in your decisions by his Word. It's a life-changing transforming situation. But he loves you just that much that he left you his Word. And it's a living Word. And don't let the cares of this life choke it out. What you do is you take those cares and you put them in line with the Word of God. If you're concerned about paying a bill, go pray about it, go read the scriptures about how God is going to take care of you, how he was going to prosper you, how he's going to give you wisdom to take care of that bill and all other bills, how he is going to just manifest himself to you, and then that situation is no longer a care of yours. You've given it to Jesus, and he's taking care of it. He's sending, he's just going to take care of it through by understanding his word. And how simplistic is that? So we don't have things that are just so bold out of our control, but we're taking everything and putting it under subjection of the authority of his word. If it's healing, the same thing. You say, Lord, I'm having this illness or this sickness, and I'm looking at the word, and it says you're a healer. That's my response. Amen? And so that's my word today. The Lord just really pressed on my heart is to develop a relationship with his word. And when we develop a relationship with his word, we're hearing and listening to what the voice of God is speaking through his word. Father, I just thank you for everyone that's on the line today, Lord God, and those who will be listening later, Lord God. And I pray that they will just receive, oh Lord, this message that you have shared with me, the power of the testimony and the power of your word. And I pray that you bless them this weekend. I pray that their weekend would be blessed. And they're coming in as they're coming in and they're going out, oh God, and that they share the goodness of Jesus with someone else, Lord God. Bless everything that they put their hands to, Lord God, and any concerns or issues that they may have, Lord God, I pray that you will answer them, Lord God, that you will show up strong, that you will be with them, Lord God, and you will strengthen their faith. Father, we decree that, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we know that there's power in that name, oh God. And we thank you. Amen and amen.